Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Murray makes a move. Good job.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman today. Grand Basket Patio Furniture Company. They're having an auction. Four industrial pillow stuffing machines, a warehouse fan, pallet racking, cushion covers, and cushion inserts. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for the lead.
The Lead is brought to you by Beyond Stem Cells. Grow young with us by going to BeyondStemCellsDenver.com or call 1-833-720-STEM.
I call last night's win the most improbable win I've ever seen in the playoffs, and you can make the case that it was literally the biggest comeback, I believe, in playoff history, down by 20 in the second half.
Yeah, in the third quarter. And not, yeah, midway through the third quarter or so. I mean, you know, it was... They were getting to that point where any more points to the lead would have seriously compromised the Nuggets just because of opportunities left time-wise to make up that many points, even with a 24-second clock. And people talk all the time about, well, the NBA, I mean, nobody ever plays any defense, which is all, of course, crap and ridiculous and hot take-ish and stupid. So stop it. The fact of the matter is there's a 24-second clock. Offenses go faster in the NBA because you've got to get a shot off, and then you hope for a chance for an offensive rebound, which was something the Nuggets were doing nicely last night, by the way. And it ended up and an APB went out for Jamal Murray, and it was answered in the fourth quarter. He was as good in the fourth quarter as he was non-existent in the first three.
There was a point in the game where I'm thinking Jamal stopped shooting.
Stop it.
Yeah.
stop it.
There were so many stories within this game. Anthony Davis was nothing short of incredible. Same with LeBron James. Same with D'Angelo Russell. Obviously, Nikola Jokic. Michael Porter Jr. has taken another step.
Two games,
and
man.
His growth, yep. Especially with everything going on in his life. That three-point shot that he hit with a little over a minute to go, thanks to an Aaron Gordon rebound where the ball looked like it was going out of bounds.
Unreal.
To tie up the score. And then, of course, you have Jamal Murray showing as much grit and determination and fortuitiveness to keep shooting. And really, we saw the evolution of what eventually happened, which was he stopped firing threes. He tried to get his mid-range game going. He started by getting closer to the hoop with layups. Then he started pulling his game out in order to get a little bit more confidence. And all of that, you can see as that was unfolding, who would probably have the ball in his hands at the end of the game.
Well, he hit the elbow jumper, and before he ended up hitting the fadeaway, his confidence had returned, and you knew, you know, and it was one of those moments where if you're really paying attention to the game and you're not just, you know, hyperventilating at that point, you knew at the very least the game was going to go into overtime. The Nuggets were playing for a win in that last possession.
Right.
And there was no question who was going to take that shot. And that's with a high pick coming from Jokic, which you knew was going to be coming. There was no way in the world it was going to be a pick and roll unless it was just absolutely wide open for them, which it wasn't. The Lakers covered it well. They switched. And then you had basically at that point, it was Jamal create. And to be able to step back and create space over a 6'11 defender.
Right.
Coming at him.
Who, by the way, before the game was complaining he wasn't a finalist again for Defensive Player of the Year.
And I'll listen to that.
I'll listen to it too.
I'll listen to that. But that shot was so well conceived. and how he got square with his shoulders while his body was corkscrewing to get a good look at the basket, I never know. These guys are so talented, so incredibly talented. And then we had Magic. We had a moment where, you know, I mean, just incredible.
Every athlete hopes to have a signature moment in their career. And Jamal Murray cemented his. He has a long career to go.
Sure does.
But if there was a history, and I'm sure there might be, maybe I don't know. If there was a museum dedicated just to Denver sports, okay, the picture of Murray launching the ball with Davis in his face would be as much of a picture near the front entrance as you would Todd Helton catching that ball.
Yeah.
To go to the World Series.
Yeah.
Just now, the one to go to the World Series is more significant because they went to the World Series, but it would be right behind the
sure
Helton picture.
Right. No question about it. Absolutely iconic image. And think about times in your life, and it doesn't work for Nigel and Alex because they're still young men. But for those of us that have been around the block 5 or 10 times.
By the way, let me just say something really quick. John Elway, the helicopter, that picture would
be
there.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Him
yeah,
holding right up a Super Bowl trophy. Sure. Sackick handing the cup to Ray Bourque. There are lots of pictures. But that one is near the front.
Yeah.
With Murray, with the Sambor shuffle last year in the playoffs,
yeah,
with, you know, Jokic's 3-point shot, that is there as well.
But
now we have another picture.
You do have another picture, an iconic image that will last forever, and it will. It will last forever.
Well, you know what? If they ever do a statue of Jamal Murray outside of Ball Arena, it should be that statue in bronze with Anthony Davis in it.
That'd be really cool. But think about moments that can make you giddy. And this was my point. When you get to a certain point in your life and you've seen all of the different ways that games can be won, lost, whatever the case may be, it's rare that moments lift you to the point of childlike joy. It was like that last night in our house.
Me too.
It was like, I mean, my wife was glued to the game. And the reaction was one of, you know, oh my God, Santa brought me a pony. I mean, I don't know whatever it would be to make you euphoric.
Right.
It was, and I sat there afterwards thinking, thank you for that. Thank you for having a moment that kind of takes you back to another time and another place where those moments mean something so viscerally to you. It was fantastic.
Well, we're going to dig a little bit deeper on what Jamal Murray did, because you could make the case, obviously, besides hitting that shot, how that fourth quarter unfolded. The signature moment will be the shot, but who he went head-to-head against to get to that point might have even been more impressive. That's next.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again.
Okay, no, I mean, like, don't get excited, man. It's because I'm short, I know.
Oh, I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, Grand Basket Patio Furniture Company is having an auction featuring 4 industrial pillow stuffing machines, a warehouse fan, pallet racking, cushion covers, and cushion inserts. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. In the meantime, want to tell you about Beyond Stem Cells. I am a patient there myself. And if you are dealing with one of these issues, hair loss, weight loss, joint pain, Beyond Stem Cells can help you with all of that stuff, right? When it comes to joint pain, my good friend Carl Mecklenburg, he is a client at Beyond Stem Cells. I'm a client there for weight loss. I'm on something called semaglutide. I've dropped 15 pounds. I feel terrific. And I'm amazed at how well this stuff works. Bottom line is, I'm never hungry. If you're never hungry, you're not going to eat a lot. And there's a part of me that just wants to eat healthy anyway. And I work out. So that's why I'm dropping this weight. And I've dropped it in a short amount of time. If this sounds like you or someone you know dealing with hair loss, weight loss, joint pain, you need to go to Beyond Stem Cells. Their website is beyondstemcelldenver.com. BeyondStemCellDenver.com, or give them a call, 1-833-720-STEM, 1-833-720-STEM. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by High Country Performance 4x4 in Englewood, Colorado's premier one-stop shop for anything and everything 4x4s and trucks. High Country Performance 4x4, building cool since 1980. Go to hcp4x4.com.
For as impressive as Jamal Murray was with that final shot, he was going head-to-head with LeBron James, who was on his game. Everyone remembers Jamal Murray going head-to-head in that unbelievable playoff series against Donovan Mitchell and the Utah Jazz, in which it seemed like every game, one of those guys was scoring 50 points.
The fantastic series. Such a great series to watch.
And I don't know if this will be talked about enough, but LeBron James took over. And when LeBron James takes over, when a guy like Kobe Bryant takes over,
yep,
when a Michael Jordan takes over, you just tip your cap after the game is over and say, I get it. In this case, Jamal Murray not only matched LeBron James, but got the final shot. It's one of those games. Whoever has the ball last, right? Jamal Murray had the ball last, and there was no rebuttal from LeBron because the time was off the clock.
It took a Jamal having a Jamal Murray-like quarter, the fourth quarter, to reel this thing back in, no question, and to eventually win it. You pointed out, correctly so, little moments that had to happen before it to facilitate it. And the Aaron Gordon rebound off the baseline and subsequent three-point shot with a minute and change left by MPJ was absolutely huge. And MPJ, to me, is the guy that is not going to be talked enough about after these first two games. I think he has been a really solid part of the glue that's kept this team together.
But then throw in everything that happened with him last week.
Right.
Which makes it even more impressive.
It does. You're right. It makes it, then you get to it's a story of
perseverance.
Perseverance, of adversity, of facing demons and all of these things.
Health issues. Finally played 81
right,
games.
Right. All of these things. But man, the moments that he has had in both games, that big three last night, the block that started a big fast break for him in the second half in game one. You can think of moments in this series that have MPJ on them. And that's good stuff. And it makes the Nuggets, who have not played well yet.
No.
Now, for a full part of a game, They've had a really good second half in game one, obviously, and a tremendous third quarter in game one, but they have not played a typical Denver Nuggets game. That's coming. That's coming. But no, I agree. Jamal Murray, fourth quarter, remarkable. But again, Eric, look at the number of times, and I think that Reggie Miller did a good job pointing this out. It's kind of duh for all of us that watch the Nuggets all the time, but for people that don't, he talked a couple of times about the Nuggets passing up a couple of good shots to get the best shot.
Right.
And that's what the Nuggets do. It's part of who they are, and it's a big part of why they are who they are.
Right. By the way, no one has been able to figure out Nikola Jokic. Mm-mm. But there is a way to limit him offensively. And that is get a guy out there who is making him work defensively. I know that seems obvious, but that's what we saw in that first half. I'm not going to even suggest that Jokic was worn down in that first half, but he seemed to be a very willing passer in the first half because he was expending so much energy on defense. But there are only so many guys in the league that can make him work offensively.
That is correct. I mean, how many guys are going to have
defensively?
How many guys are going to be like, I mean, you're talking about one of the best players in the game.
Right.
That went off. And you know what? When players like that get into that kind of groove, you better figure something out. You know, you better start charging different guys at him, maybe put them down, whatever, be physical with them. But he was ungodly in that second quarter.
10 wins in a row. But last night's game was one of those games where if you are the Lakers, it doesn't matter how many points you're up. You know that this team can come back on you.
Sure.
And that is in the back of your head.
Darvin Ham said afterwards last night, you got to have all hands on deck against the Nuggets, meaning you got to play every bit of 48 minutes to beat this team.
Right.
Period. And that was proven last night.
I mean, the Lakers were shooting so well in that first half. You had a feeling they'd cool off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But the Nuggets defense forced them into bad shots, forced them into doing things that just weren't working in the second half that were working in the first half.
Made a huge difference. It was the difference in the game because it allowed them the leeway to get back into it the way that they scored. They only gave up 40 points in the second half.
And here is something else to consider. The Nuggets, you can make the case, could have won by 10 because when they turned up the crank defensively, they were still missing on a lot of opportunities offensively down the floor, right?
Yes.
I mean, yes. When you're playing that well defensively, you're going to, when the momentum starts to shift, ball just finds its way into the basket. It wasn't happening for them.
No.
But they were slowly chipping away because they didn't have the opportunity to chip away in big chunks because they were missing open shots they normally would hit.
It would have been nice to have been in single digits. It's another thing I agree with Reggie Miller on. He said if they can get it under 10, they've got a pretty good shot in the fourth quarter. I thought if they could have gotten it to 7 or 8, they had two chances right in the last 30 seconds. They had a 2-for-1, and they couldn't get the ball down at the end of the third quarter. But they went into the fourth quarter down 10, and then they got Jamal Murray going.
Here's another
thing.
Then
it changed.
I don't have the play-by-play literally in front of me, but didn't the Nuggets get it down to 2, and then LeBron suddenly made it like a 7-point lead again? It's as if the Nuggets got back into it. Can you look up the play-by-play for us, Alex, unless you have it in front of you? I think it was like a 2-point game or a 1-point game, and then LeBron hit a couple of quick buckets, or the Lakers hit a couple of quick buckets. And so they finally got it to where the game is manageable.
Yeah.
And then suddenly the Lakers went on a little bit of a run, 4-0 run, 6-0 run, whatever it was. And then you're thinking, okay, well, the Nuggets are out of gas. And boom, they came right back again.
Yeah. Yeah. They've expended all of the energy necessary to get all the way back, but then getting over that right. is always the key.
So they cut it to 83-81, and then LeBron's two threes made it 89-81.
Right.
Quickly an 8-point game.
It was like bang, bang.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. The second one was deep, too, and on Gordon.
It was deep, yeah.
And then the Nuggets had to come back from that because that could have been backbreaking.
Well, they had Jamal Murray being Jamal Murray at that point.
Well, I think that if you're a Nuggets fan, what you are thinking is Jamal Murray's not going to have another game like this, meaning he's not going to be that cold that early. But Austin Reeves did a great... They were hounding him
mm-hmm.
through the opening
yeah.
2.5 to 3 quarters. They were. It seemed like every time he touched the ball, a double team was there.
Austin Reeves is a lot better defensive player than people think.
He's scrappy.
He is really scrappy.
And oh, by the yep. way, for as much as we are talking about Murray, Jokic, MPJ, Aaron Gordon does little things, Christian Brown fueled a small little yep. run as well.
Yep. No. They had a really nice combination of things happening. And the fact is that you can spread the wealth with the Nuggets because you've got guys pretty much all in at least at any given time, at least in three, but maybe four positions on the floor who have confidence to deliver a shot.
Yep.
That's huge. It doesn't always have to be Jokic or Murray. MPJ has confidence to take a shot. KCP has confidence to take a shot. Christian Brown didn't back down from taking shots last night. Nah. It was a... And if you're a Nuggets fan, you're feeling really good today because you know the Nuggets haven't played as well as they could. Correct. And you know that it's coming.
Coming up after the break, as we head into the draft on Thursday, how much does it change their thinking going into the draft now that they've picked up Zach Wilson? That's next.
My heart without a sign, girl, it ought to be a crown. Got a pretty good feeling I'm taking you home.
Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back, Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman today. Grand Basket Patio Furniture Company having an auction featuring four industrial pillow stuffing machines, a warehouse fan, pallet racking, cushion covers, and cushion inserts. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending. Excuse me.
What's Trending is presented by Roller Auctions. Get what you want at the price you want. Go to rollerauction.com/MHS. And they'll send you notifications on their latest auctions.
Bruce, as you accurately pointed out in the previous hour, if you have a Wilson jersey, you do not have to sell it or trade it in.
Yep.
Because there is a new Wilson on the block who's going to be wearing number 3, and that is Zach Wilson. Low risk, high reward. Broncos get Wilson and a 7th-round pick. Jets get a 6th-round pick, and the salary of 5.5 is going to be split down the middle. With that, do you think this changes the Broncos' plans at all for Thursday?
Not if they love someone. You know, if they absolutely love someone, I'm sure that they'll still move heaven and earth to get them, or try to, at any rate. You can make the argument that they pick up a quarterback, who, by the way, is the same age as Bo Nix, which I...
6 months... Bo Nix is 6 months older.
Isn't that amazing?
I think it's that way. Is he yeah. 6 months older?
Yeah, I believe that that's correct. It's one or the other.
Right.
And you're talking about a guy that is coming into his third year as a pro. Now, you can make the argument, and I would listen to it, that we already know what we have in him. You know, I mean, there's enough proof of what this guy is really like. On the other hand, you say to Sean Payton, well, this is what you do, right? This, don't you reclaim quarterbacks from the scrap heap of the NFL? And I'm using the term very loosely. Can you do anything with them?
Well, look what he did with Jameis Winston.
Mm-hmm.
Look what he did with Teddy Bridgewater. Both of them played better. Right? But the ultimate case of a guy who needed a fresh start and got with the right coach was Steve Young. And I am not suggesting Zach Wilson is anywhere near Steve Young. But that is your penultimate example of a guy who needed a fresh start.
Yep.
He had to get out of Tampa.
No question.
And that's why he became a Hall of Famer, because he joined what was the Walsh system with George Seifert.
This move intrigued me when I heard about it. It didn't excite me by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
It made sense to me immediately, especially when I got terms of the deal, switching a 6 and a 7, half price, rookie contract, all of that. You get a guy with experience. You get a guy that was very highly regarded at some point. Obviously isn't now, that goes without saying, but a guy that does have some NFL experience that you're basically not really paying anything for. There's no downside to this move at all. No downside. This isn't even a distraction. It helps the quarterback room. Is it win them some football games? I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. But I've got no issue with it whatsoever. In fact, it made really good sense. And based on what, it was funny, I went back and listened to yesterday. It was at the owners' meetings. George Payton saying, we still think that we can add a veteran quarterback. And this was after the quarterback free agency and the quarterback situation was basically done.
Right.
And so they obviously had this percolating for a while. The question becomes the timing of the move. I think, does this mean anything? And you obviously do too. You just asked the question. How does this change what they're going to do on draft day?
It shouldn't.
It shouldn't. Shouldn't change a darn thing. But it is interesting that it's 4 days before the draft that they make the move.
I'm guessing the Broncos have somebody in mind they'd probably love to trade up for. And I'm guessing, like, when you apply to college, you have a backup school. You have a safety school. I'm guessing Bo Nix is the safety school.
That would be my guess. I think I've said that pretty much from day one. And that's not a, gee, look at me. It just makes the most sense to me.
Right.
In the absence of being in love with someone. If that's your fallback, okay.
Let's take a hard right turn. I think there's a pretty good chance Georgiev is going to be in goal tonight.
I know you do.
Unless Anonin, you know, was filled up with IVs and is suddenly better.
You know that they're trying to do everything they can to get them there. Well, we'll break it down. I mean, I worry about where the Avs are. The fact that they fought back shows me that they're not ready to go quietly into the great night. But I just don't think that they can do it with this guy in goal. And I don't think, and I think it's an Avs thing and it's a Georgiev thing. Georgiev is just not playing well right now. I mean, let me just state the obvious again. He's just not playing very well. I mean, even in, what did he give up? He was great for the first two periods in Vegas, then all of a sudden four, just like that. And it just comes in bunches. Hell, what was it, four and how many minutes in the Winnipeg game in the 7-0?
Four in the first period.
In the first period. I mean, dude just is not doing it right now. And it seems to me, if you have any other option that you can go with tonight, take your chances. Roll the dice. Because I'm not sure rolling the dice with Georgiev is really an option at this particular point. What would make you think that all of a sudden he can stonewall this team? Give him only two. Are you kidding me? He's closer to giving up four every night than he is maybe giving you two. I just don't see it.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll examine the Broncos signing of cornerback Levi Wallace. And should Anthony Davis have been a finalist for Defensive Player of the Year? That's coming up next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
As long as pawn shops sell beat up guitars to a kid with some hand-me-down keys. As long as leather jackets keep stealing hearts like Elvis and Cash and James Dean.
Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman and Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, Grand Basket, a patio furniture company, having an auction featuring four industrial pillow stuffing machines, a warehouse fan, pallet racking, cushion covers, cushion inserts. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word is presented by the McKenzie Law Firm. Don't wait before it's too late. Protect your family by setting up a will, living will, or estate plan with Dan McKenzie at themckenziefirm.com. Just In Case You Missed It is presented by Argonaut Wine and Liquor. You need to see why Westward named it the best liquor store in Denver 5 years running, or order online at argonautliquor.com.
All right, guys, just in case you missed it, the Broncos are signing a free agent cornerback Levi Wallace to a one-year deal. Wallace had 6 interceptions and 24 pass breakups over the past 2 seasons with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He brings experience starting 70 NFL games, and he had plenty of options but wanted to play for Vance Joseph. With Levi Wallace now on the team, do you think the Broncos still need to draft a cornerback on Thursday?
Oh, you can never have too many. I mean, so... Sure. I mean, if there's one there that you have a little more curiosity about, maybe a middle round kind of guy, certainly. I think defense is going to be a surprising, maybe to some, emphasis for the Broncos in this draft. But I like Levi Wallace, 28, 29 years old, lots of experience starting in this league, 6 years. Guy has started a hell of a lot more games than he sat. It gives them some flexibility. And remember, they've got another guy in Riley Moss that they think can be a starting type of corner in this league as well. So, okay.
I don't know enough about him, I'll be honest. He's a piece.
He's a piece. That's right. He's a piece. Yeah.
He's probably corner number two, right? Like, Moss would have to beat him out.
Yes, I would say that he comes in probably with starting aspirations.
All right, just in case you missed it, LeBron James was one of several Lakers players to criticize the officiating during his postgame comments.
Rich.
He said, "I don't understand what's going on in the replay center, to be honest. D'Lo, D'Angelo Russell clearly gets hit in the face on a drive. What the F do we have a replay center for if it is going to go like that? It just doesn't make sense to me." What was your take on LeBron, Darvin Ham, Anthony Davis, and D'Angelo Russell voicing their displeasure with the officiating?
Don't blow a 20-point lead. That's my answer. Fouls can be called on every play. Just like you can make the case holding could be called on every play in the NFL. For a team that gets as many calls comparatively to the rest of the league, I find it to be absolutely rich that LeBron James is complaining about calls. Now, he might be trying to set up the refs.
I think that's where you're at. I think that's where that's at.
I mean, but how many more calls can they honestly get?
Right.
Jokic is fouled constantly, and he doesn't get those calls.
Yeah, the Nuggets actually, I think, outscored him from the line by 5 last night. It was like one of those, wow, really? That can actually happen? No.
It's like...
Don't go there.
Yeah, it's like people in NFL games that blame one call with 30 seconds to go in the game. That's why they lost. No, you blew a 3-touchdown lead in the fourth quarter.
But
that's what you did.
But your point about setting the stage for game 3 is right on target. This is a move for down the road.
They did that in the bubble, too.
Yep.
And they filed a grievance with the league.
Sure,
yeah,
did.
I think it was the first time in the 10-game win streak that the Nuggets shot more free throws than the Lakers in a game.
Yeah.
LeBron James should be pissed at his own teammates for blowing a 20-point lead. That's what he should. That's where he should direct his venom. Not at the referees. Hold your teammates accountable. Because I can promise you, you're not going to be holding the referees accountable. That's way above your pay grade, and you make a lot of money.
All right, just in case you missed it, Colorado Buffalo's freshman Cody Williams, an expected lottery pick, is entering the 2024 NBA draft as most expected he would. Williams is number 10 on ESPN's list of top 100 prospects. He's one of the draft's best defenders, has a 6'8" frame and a 7'1" wingspan. Also, Luke O'Brien has a new home. He committed to Georgia Tech yesterday. Does Cody Williams, after watching him this year in Boulder, does he seem NBA ready to you?
No, but that doesn't make any difference. His metrics make him a lottery pick. Size, length, defensive ability. They draft differently now in the NBA. They're more than willing to use the draft as a place to start development of players that can one day. Peyton Watson is a very good example.
And that's where I was going to go next.
Right.
Let's be perfectly honest here. Do you believe that this kid out of Colorado can be as good as, from what you've seen, as Peyton Watson has in 2 years? Do you see that?
I wouldn't bet on it, but I could. But
think about that for a second.
But it's out. But it's a possibility, I suppose.
I mean, that's why talent evaluators are talent evaluators.
Exactly. I think he has a little bit longer way, and maybe the argument is he doesn't have as long as far away to go. I mean, Peyton Watson averaged 3 points at UCLA. I mean, you know, so, but it's a different type of league now. You can get help at the top, the very top of the draft, but once you get down around 5, 6, you're basically talking about guys that you'll see in a couple of years.
All right, Chiefs chairman and CEO Clark Hunt told Andy Reid he wanted to make him the NFL's highest paid coach. And now Reid is, as he signed a deal that runs through 2029. A general manager, Brett Veach, is also under contract through the end of the decade as Kansas City will launch its quest for a three-peat. Any thoughts on Andy Reid becoming the highest-paid NFL coach?
Doesn't he deserve it? I mean, what more do you need to know? 3 Super Bowls. The guy is revered and loved by the guys he coaches. That Veach... Reid 1-2 punch to me is the best in the NFL.
Well, I feel good now for Andy Reid that he doesn't have to steal Patrick Mahomes' nuggies anymore. He can buy his own and actually probably buy the franchise. Yeah. Well,
buy a lot of cheeseburgers now.
Well,
he can.
For sure.
I like the hell out of Andy Reid. I mean, I really do. So, more power to him. I think it's great.
Anything else?
Yeah, our favorite guy, one of our favorite guys, Kendrick Perkins, went on ESPN yesterday. He said the Miami Heat could go 100% from the field and 100% from the three-point line, and they still would get swept by the Celtics. I don't think that math checks out. Boston took game one from Miami, 114-94. After knocking out the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals a season ago, that went 7 games, do the Heat have any prayer at not being a victim of a Celtics sweep?
Well, don't discount culture. Because culture
never
can bring you a long way.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It Boston better get past Miami, or there's going to be some. There'll be some hell to pay in Boston.
Well,
I'll tell you that much.
Boston certainly has some motivation, like the Lakers did coming into this
series.
You're
right. Yeah.
Right. Boston got knocked out by who? Miami last year.
But they're the top seed for the second straight year. Hey, you better do something. They're in a window, for God's sakes, and they can't win. Beat Miami. Get on down the road. We haven't even talked about the end of the Knicks and the Sixers game last night.
Why were you saving those timeouts?
What were you? Well, Nick Nurse says that he was ignored. He was trying to call timeouts, and he wasn't.
Refs.
You know, again, the refs, right?
Right.
But, man, that was a great finish. And Ernie Johnson said it last night on TNT.
Yep.
That was the best doubleheader he's seen in a long time, maybe ever.
Right. That was Argonaut Wine and Liquor. Just in case you missed it, happy Passover. Kosher Wines, 15% off. They're going to have a wine tasting this Saturday. Make sure you go check it out. Again, they are off of Colfax. You can order online at argonautliquor.com. You can also order off their app. That is going to do it for us. Alex and Nigel, great job as always. Same with you, Bruce. I'll try and do better tomorrow. Make it the best possible day you can.